taking these opening moments to really come into the body. Feeling body sitting, body being breathed. Really anchoring in the present moment through body awareness. However you like to do that, just be very deliberate about it. Bringing an attitude of metta, of friendliness to yourself and your experiences for this practice. And taking these first few moments to just really become nicely grounded, supported in body breathing before we go to the metta practice. And before we go into the metta practice, I'll just say a few words that hopefully will support you in your practice. So the way our brains are wired, they're wired in a very dichotomous way, polarizing. And so when we intend to open our hearts into friendliness, to metta, what can come up is everything that is not metta. Experiences that may truly have a sense of quite opposite, such as fear and anger, aversion, but also restlessness, drowsiness, doubts, so the hindrances, if you will, and other experiences too. And this is not a problem. It is part of the work of metta. Numbness too, I might add. Andrea Fella makes an analogy to a washing machine. So we might imagine that the water is awareness, the soap are metta phrases, and the dirt is all this other stuff that comes up. And so as a washing machine works, it stirs things up, and the soap grabs onto the dirt and the water washes it away. So too, metta pulls out these afflictive states or defilements, if you will, pulls out these afflictive states and the awareness washes them away. So that may be helpful for you to realize, oh, this is all part of the process. All of the process of metta, which is a way of waking up, of coming to freedom from suffering. Sometimes, however, afflictions are pronounced in such a way that we need to make some shift. Sometimes it's just that we know, okay, this is just the work of metta, we can carry on with the phrases. Other times, though, we might need to pause and come back in a very, letting the phrases go, but becoming even more embodied and engage with a rain grain practice, breath, body. Investigate the experience and really be cognizant of the end of rain with the nurturing of ourselves, because we're in a state of affliction. So lots of self-compassion there. Sometimes simply a self-compassion break is what we need, and we can return to the metta practice. Other alternatives is that we can shift to an easy one, such as a dear friend or a benefactor, or it's just simply someone that makes us smile. And then lastly, in Andrea Fowler's talk, she mentions one that may be new to you. The others I think you've heard of before, that we can change the phrases into more negative statements, which may be a little more palatable. So instead of may you be safe, it could be may you be free from danger. May you be free from ill health. May you be free from sadness, sorrow. May you be free from tension, that type of thing. So we have lots of options, and whenever any of these more challenging experiences, fear, aversion, boredom, numbness, restlessness, whenever they come up, we can work with them. They're all part of the process. And so we're going to engage now with our metta for the neutral ones and ourselves by first beginning with an easy one. But let's just take a few moments to really feel body, feel breathing, getting that really beautifully established in the attitude of metta. And then to warm up the heart to the practice, bringing into your mind's eye an easy being, perhaps a dear friend, benefactor, someone who makes you smile, or as Christina Feldman mentions, simply a situation that really opens your heart to metta's intentions of kindness, safety, wellness, happiness, peace, ease. And all the while with the easy one to keep that sense of embodiment really all the way through, underlining, supporting the metta. So using your own phrases or the ones from Boundless Heart. I'll just offer up the Boundless Heart phrases briefly. As you hold in mind this easy one, feeling the benefits of the easy one, perhaps a sense of gratitude. May you be safe and well. May you be safe and well. May you be peaceful. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease and with kindness. Ease and kindness. And so practicing in the silence with phrases of your choosing. And taking a few moments to finish off the phrases for the easy one. Noticing the state of the heart, mind, body with this, letting it be however it is. And really grounding in body, perhaps adding in soothing touch at any point. And now let's add in a neutral one, someone that may feel like a stranger. You may see them on the street, in your neighborhood, on the bus, in shops, but you're not really paying them much heed. So choose a neutral one that doesn't feel overly challenging. And hold that being in mind as best you can, remembering that we all wish to be safe and well and happy and live with some ease. This is true for all of us. This is a universal truth. And so from that knowing of the universal human story, offering this one, you may have had several pop up, just choose one to get started. We'll get to others. And offer this one the phrases. May you be safe and well. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease and with kindness. And so offering these phrases or other ones of your choosing for the neutral one. And either continuing to practice with this neutral being or adding in, as they show up, other ones, neighbors and so forth, and opening to phrases for these other ones, all the while staying very nicely embodied. safe and well, peaceful, ease and kindness. And taking a few moments to finish off offering phrases for neutral ones. And just notice how you're doing, body, mind, and heart. Letting it be okay. And now bringing attention to ourselves and offering ourselves the phrases. So having a sense of yourself as you are now, or perhaps as you were little, offering the phrases from yourself to yourself, or perhaps a benefactor is sending you the phrases, or a dear friend, whatever feels easy. Using your own phrases or the ones from Boundless Heart. So holding ourselves in mind and feeling body sitting and being breathed. Maybe a wee smile. May I be safe and well. May I be safe and well in the midst of things. May I be safe and well in the midst of things. May I be peaceful. May I be peaceful in the midst of things. And may I live with ease and with kindness in the midst of things. So practicing with these phrases or ones of your choosing, all the while nicely embodied. and possibly seeing yourself in the midst of all these other neutral ones, or one of them, and offering the phrases to yourself along with these neutral ones. This universal humanity. And taking a bit of time to wrap up those phrases and check in with oneself in body, mind, and heart. And just resting in body and breath in these last few moments. And letting the bells take us out of the practice, listening all the way to the end before we move out of the practice. Letting the bells help us also to have a final dedication around the benefits of the practice. Even if the practice was difficult, learning has happened. The heart has been unfolding.